one thing for us to consider is how we might bring fire back into land management practices. So here's a story. A long, long time ago, most of the world was dry except for this one place along the Catawba River. And there was First Woman and Sky Man and all of their children, as well as all the animals that they shared the land with. There was one animal, Double Wong, who was known for causing a little trouble. And one day he was sitting on a hill, and he sees on this bigger hill far away this light, like a small sun. And he's like, well, what is that? I will investigate. So he hops all the way over to this bigger hill. And when he gets there, he sees this fire. And around this fire is a circle of buzzards, which if you've seen a group of buzzards circling something, it's quite terrifying. But Double Wonk is brave and sometimes foolish. And so he goes up to the buzzards and he says, oh, buzzards, what is that? What is that that you have? And they say, oh, this is Ingpi. This is fire. This is what keeps us warm when it's cold. And Double Wonk says, oh, please, 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 can I be near this fire? Can I please touch this fire, please? And they said, no, Double Wonk, go away. You're annoying us. So he goes around to the other side of the circle and says, oh, please, please, please let me sit next to the fire. And they say, no, Double Wonk, go away. And so he goes away and he's standing far away and he's tapping his foot. And he's like, how am I going to get that fire? And as he's tapping his foot, he looks down and sees some twigs next to his foot. And he says, aha, I have an idea. So he takes those little twigs and he sticks them between his toes. And he hops back up to the buzzards and says, oh, buzzards, please, won't you just let me warm my foot? I promise I'll leave you alone once you let me warm my foot. And they say, okay, fine, Double Wonk. If it'll make you leave us alone, that's fine. And so he takes his foot and he reaches as close to the fire as he can get. And he says, ah, the fire is so nice. And then he says, ah, the fire is very hot. And then he says, ah, my foot is on fire. And so he starts hopping and hopping away, trying to get his foot to stop being on fire. He hops through the woods, he hops through the fields, and then he finally gets down to the river and he hops in the river and he says, ah, thank God. He turns around and what does he see? That all of the woods and all of the fields are on fire. All of the animals are running from the fire. They're having to take shelter in the river and the creeks. And he sits there crying, oh no, no, what have I done? What have I done? And First Woman says, oh, Double Wonk, don't cry. Look at what you've done. And so the next morning, as the sun rises, they see new grass coming up in the fields and in the forest. Deer goes up to this new grass and says, this is the best grass I've had in my entire life. Now, that's a story I'd heard when I was younger. I had no idea what it was about until I started working in food sovereignty and began through the help of our elders and through Dr. Brooke Bauer and many others learning about this ecotype of a Piedmont prairie and how crucial fire was to that management practice. And after hearing about this Piedmont prairie and hearing from other tribes about their traditional fire practices, I said, oh my gosh, this is not just a weird story about the rabbit. It's an instructional story about how to manage the land. And so when you're looking out at this prairie, one thing to think about is, one, like, what are the ecological services that they're providing? A lot of the plants that are endangered or on watch lists, like Schweinitz sunflower, the Georgia aster, are incredibly resilient plants. They will grow anywhere. The one thing that they can't deal with is woody overgrowth blocking out the sunlight. And so what do you have less of in these burn savannas? That woody overgrowth.